Hello, and welcome to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
Good evening, friends. Welcome to It's All in the Stars, with well-noted astrologer Hassan Jaffer. Are you with us, Hassan?
Yes. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, sir?
Before we start, I just want to mention one of the things that we changed from analog to digital. And
right.
Rogers Canada, unfortunately, you know, they have really had that Don had been in the studio. Actually, he wasn't able to call us because the call fails. But from next time, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, we're on the air now, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
So, what are we going to start talking about this evening?
Usually we have some astro insights about the politics, and also a lot of people interested in love matters and relationships they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people are welcome to call in as well, and later on you can give the telephone numbers. But we'll talk about the election, what's going on, what's happening in the world, and generally some things about the love matters also, as I said. And then we'll actually take some calls if, or compare the actual relationships.
Right.
Yeah. And parents are welcome to call for their children. For example, their attitude towards the children or the teenagers, for their how they get along with them, or people get along with their relationships also, with their own in love matters as well, or how to improve the existing relationship.
Excellent. Well, I think we should maybe announce some of the numbers here so people know where how to call in.
Sure.
And for the USA and Canada, they can dial 1-888-228-4494. And they can call in that number and ask any question they may have or join us in our conversation.
We can also give our emails later on, Michael. You know,
sure. I can give our local contact.
Sure. And actually, in fact, even right now, because our emails are on, if they want to put their... Some people do not like to give their little birds right online, so that's fine.
Right, they can send it by email.
Yes. So just the stargazerastrotrends.net, maybe you can put it for them.
Yes. So for those who would like to do that, you can send us email at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And you can send your personal info on that that way. And you can call us with any questions you may have. So let's go back to a little bit of talk maybe about what's going on in the U.S. with the upcoming election.
Yeah. You know, as you know, on my website, astrotrends.net, Michael, there's an Angela Jolie picture. And just below that, we keep on putting spotlights every 1 or 2 weeks. And this time we had, of course, Obama. And I've been updating the elections also for the next scenario, what's happening. And it's so interesting to follow that see, Hillary's planet, Saturn, especially, is at the very bottom of a chart. So there's absolutely no way she's going to come in. In fact, if she does, the only way she would come in is if McCain is supposed to win. And even though we know that there are many, many forces which are trying to get McCain in, and there are the warmongers, people who really like right now, for example, it's so ridiculous, the price of oil is like 120. It's so ridiculous in the world market. There's absolutely no reason for it. So that one, and after a million people being killed in civilians, these innocent people in Iraq, like 50% of the population in Iraq is less than the age of 15. And Iraq had absolutely nothing to do with whether it's 9/11 or any of these things at all. They have always been in loggerheads with Al-Qaeda. And the same thing with Iran. Iran was never involved with 9/11 or Al-Qaeda. And they can even said it. Lieberman had to step in actually and say that it's not Al-Qaeda. Actually, that it's not Iran, it's Iraq we're even talking about. I mean, what kind of... And here McCain says, bomb, 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 Iran. And here's Hillary saying that they'll obliterate Iran with a nuclear weapon. What kind of diplomacy is this? I mean,
that was McCain who made that comment, those comments,
She also said they'll obliterate Iran.
Oh, Iran, that's right.
Ridiculous, though. And her child is like a dictator. It's like a very, very destructive, it's like a crisis situation. And it's like a passé. The last few years, we had the destructive energy and all that. It's all finishing. And my own prediction by November 2008, I said the whole world is coming much more towards peace, etc. That which sounds much more like Obama, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And his chart is much more like a visionary aspect. And here they try to keep on putting the faster and all these other things. Anything to distract people from the issues.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is just, you just take that war on one side You take 5% of the budget that they have for that. I mean, they are spending billions and billions of dollars in the war and all the loss of life. All your health care will be taken care of. Your education will be taken care of. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is that Hillary's planets, all the planets are down. But every time Moon goes up, like in her chart, it was rising up just before the 8th house. And she not only won the election, and right the next day, of course, she was able to collect a lot of money. This is Moon going in the 8th house, which my Moon magic says that. Also, whereas Obama's chart, the planets are right on top. So for taking authority and responsibility are fantastic. But the Moon is coming down, so when you feel run down and tired. But the next election in Indiana, it's exactly opposite. Her Moon is going down, and his chart is going up. And that's why I wrote my website also, that he will definitely be winning that one. Or
yeah, the upcoming...
Much better aspect. That's right, the upcoming election, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be quite interesting.
For those who are listening who want to just have a look at what we're just talking about, they can go on our website at www.astrotrends.net, and you'll see on the left side of the page there's a link there with a photo of Barack Obama. And if you just click on that link, you can read a little bit and understand a little bit more about what Hassan was just commenting on. And I want to actually give the correct numbers. I think I gave the incorrect number when I gave the 1-800 number to call in. I think that was for our Thursday worldwide program. So the correct numbers today for... So the correct numbers for anybody in the U.S. or North America, they can call 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada or in the U.S., you can call 1-888-815-9756. And if there's any local people, they can call in a 530 area code, 876-3222. So, sorry, Hassan, we'll go back to what the...
And anytime, by the way, later on, if they also want to call us for any reason, it's 416-497-9000. They can always call us here. Yeah.
Exactly. They can call a Toronto number, or local number in Toronto is 416-497-9000. That could be any time after the show, they can call that number.
Yeah. And this will be archived, of course, if they want to listen to some of the notes that we have said. A lot of people seem to listen. They don't like to call in. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think call-in shows, that's the way it is. Usually, the first person has to break the ice. Once somebody calls in, then everybody, the calls will start flowing thereafter.
And also, of course, Michael, I think it's important to know that we have not been pushing anything at all. In fact, my subscribers do not even know that I have a program right now. And I would not be doing that for at least about 2-3 months, since we're getting a lot of products done. Like, for example, our book, The Moon Magic, which makes anybody an astrologer in about 5 minutes, completely sold out. So we are... On the first page, I'm giving a free The Moon Magic aspect for a month ahead to doing that.
Right.
Plus, we've got the feminist now for 3000 BC to 3080. And so we've got the heart system, all the reports, everything will be absolutely fantastic now. So we are, by 2 months, time, will become much better. We still have, of course, all the reports are finished. And so we can, even for compatibility, if people want to compare their charts. And it's such an important thing, you know, Michael. That, like when two people's Mercury's aspect to each other, for example, in terms of communication, they hardly have to talk to understand each other. And same thing with love matters. And I see people who've been married for like 20 years, 30 years, and marriages which were not most compatible and had such difficulty. And of course, we tell them, of course, how to make the relationship better, how to improve it. Because this other theme that I was talking to you about last time, remember, Michael, by the complementary aspect, nobody has ever really discussed this theme at all. Like somebody has, for example, Mercury in Gemini and another person has Mercury in Sagittarius. Or let's say one person has Mercury in Sagittarius, another person has Mercury in Cancer. The person is, let's say it's a business partnership or relationship. The person who has Mercury in Cancer would be excellent when it comes to finances, administrative aspects, like a producer.
Right.
The Sagittarius person is least bit interested in the money part of it, the business part of it. It's like a director's chart. So when it's a director and a producer... So it becomes such a fantastic combination as long as they understand what their weaknesses are and what their strengths are.
Yeah, well, this is, I think this is why a lot of people have to get more in tuned with not just with astrology itself, but mostly for themselves. A lot of people, general concept is that people think when they think of astrology, they think of just a horoscope in their local newspapers.
Yes, sir. I just want to say, a person's Gemini, for example, they'll get along really well with Libra or Aries, for example, without taking any consideration into the account about Mercury position, how they communicate,
right.
or the Venus position for love matters, which is so mm-hmm. important. And there are many other themes in the chart as well. Mm-hmm. If one person is Saturn pissed off, the other person is Venus, for example, they have difficulty when it comes to love matters. It'll dampen their emotions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all those things we do take into consideration. And it's interesting, when you take the natal chart of a nation, for example, let's say you take America's chart. There are two aspects which are very, very negative in America's chart, unfortunately, and will always be there. One of them is a Mars-Neptune square. It's like an addictive aspect. It's a fraudulent aspect. It's like all these false flag operations. Neptune is also the ocean, all the Pearl Harbor. They knew about it. They let it happen because they want to be dragged into this war. And the whole theme, it keeps on happening, the same theme, how they try to pull, over people's eyes. And right now, they've been blaming Iran for everything, even though Iran has not done anything to break the treaty at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's by Mars-Neptune theme, the spying, etc., and the fraudulent deals. Other aspect is the Mercury-Pluto opposition. When you violate the divine truth, there are two of the most powerful aspects. One is a conscious awareness of truth, which is Mercury-Pluto, and the negative aspect of that in subconscious awareness of truth is the other one, where we have all these games and violent sports and everything, for example, to really incite even little boys to fight and to destroy, and they glorify this aspect, then they wonder why there's so much violence in the world. So America is born with a negative aspect of it. It's like a real dictator's chart. Mao Zedong was born with that. Stalin was born with that. Reagan was born with that. He was quite a dictator. In some respects, maybe it was a good thing. Like, for example, he fired 55,000 of these controllers, the airport, I think they call them controllers, right? So they call them, and he never took them back again.
Right.
For that aspect. But it's interesting that, so the only people who have dropped nuclear bombs and who keep on creating these wars, it seems, is America.
Mm-hmm. Keep
on destroying lives of disrupting people. Now, Christian's church also had a Mercury-Pluto opposition like a dictator, but exactly opposite to the United States. And he had Mercury in Capricorn, whereas the United States Mercury, independence, was Mercury in Cancer. Exactly opposite, and his viewpoint was exactly opposite to America's, and he was the only one who opposed the war.
Right.
So it's really interesting how these things happen.
It is.
Yeah.
But how does Obama and Clinton's charts look in comparison?
Actually, Bill Clinton's chart was very charismatic. And of course, it's because of him that they are writing all these things. You know, it reminds me very much of the movie Titanic.
Right.
The Titanic became famous not because of the director at all.
Mm-hmm.
It would have completely landed flat. It was only because of Leonardo DiCaprio that the movie made such a hit that more than, I don't know, $500 million or something. Because many of the teenagers saw the film 11 times, 12 times, 14 times. That's the reason it became so famous. Nothing but just the direction. It was a good direction, so there were many directors, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even, invite him for the whole thing. They tried to ignore him. And later on, they tried to have products for Titanic. Nothing, completely flat. But the same thing in reverse is happening with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. People think that her popularity is because of hers. Nothing to do with hers. Two things. First of all, because of Bill Clinton. And because he has Mercury in Leo, just like Obama, except Obama is younger also,
right.
And very inspirational. He represents the best values of JFK and King.
Martin Luther King.
That's right, Martin Luther King. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And his life is in danger for the next 3-4 years. And the fact that it is in danger for the next 3-4 years is probably that he will become president.
Right.
Otherwise, his life wouldn't have been in danger. Right now, wouldn't have continued after the election.
Yeah,
and the election, he is getting some very positive aspects also. But her chart is more like, it's like a fanatic's chart.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Mercury in Scorpio, it's like her own hidden agenda. And it's the only reason why she tolerated this whole thing about Monica Lewinsky and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And because all she likes is power.
Right.
And Bill Clinton's chart is very different when it comes to love match. His Venus is in Libra, like Prince Charles. They like the companionship. And he has oratory skills, etc., with the Mercury in Leo. Interestingly, even Clinton, Bill Clinton, has a Mercury-Pluto conjunction.
Right.
Very similar to that Korean dictator as well. So he does, even though it's very, it's like verbal seduction, and he still sent the Tomahawk missiles to Iraq and all that also.
Yeah.
So there's a certain dictatorial aspect. That part is not there with Obama. That's why Obama does not have that edge. If people talk, he does have a Mercury Neptune's square, which from time to time, when they go off at a tangent, for example, is a very spiritual aspect, or when they tend to justify things to some extent. When somebody is wrong, for example, they justify it on their behalf.
Right.
But they are like Mensa people, but once the emotions get involved, they've got to be a bit careful of their associations, etc. However, he's been very, very lenient with Hillary, and she's taken advantage of this aspect because he wants to keep the best of aspects with McCain. It'll
right.
take him less than 5 minutes to knock down every aspect, every argument that McCain has, just based on the war. That he was the only one who actually opposed. Neither one of these two candidates did. And look at the destruction it has created.
Right.
And I can't believe how the American public or anybody could be so just single-sided that they ignore that completely.
Well, I think this year there's going to be a big change, though, because I think a lot more people are going to come out to vote. I think there's a lot more younger people in America that are going to start to take a stand.
Absolutely.
And, now just listening to what you've been saying, astrologically speaking, Obama would probably be the better candidate.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Not just between the Democratic race, but also for the presidency. I think if people understood more, this is, again, like I was saying earlier, about understanding astrology and understanding the fundamentals as far as how it affects individuals' lives as well as, like you say, the chart of a country. You know, if people were a little bit more educated that way, I think
right.
that we, you know, it'd be a lot more different. People would take different positions.
And the thing is, one of the things happening is, Pluto is going into Capricorn now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a major, it's like once in 246 years, it's a geological revolution. The emphasis
right.
before was on religion. When there was some radical aspects in religion, before the peace comes in, there's always the radical extremes in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a geological revolution, and government and corporate takeovers and the whole, it's almost like new forms of government. They were talking
right.
about one world government. I am predicting exactly opposite. It's almost like the breakdown of the government, and it's being decentralized much more. And you'll see, for example, synthetic diamonds, produced with a Capricorn after being like marbles and stones and all that. There's so many interesting, even the energy, for example, about the free energy and the ships, using the sail power, for example, and so they're starting.
Yeah, that's something that actually fascinated me a while back when you were telling me about how we're going to be going more in that direction now with free energy.
Yes.
And about 3 days after you telling me that, I see that news there on the internet about that ship that's going to travel,
yes.
I don't know how many thousand miles, just with
it's
a...
like 25% of it with the sail power.
Yeah.
But a lot of interesting things are going to happen. See, Capricorn is a sign of the government, of very business-like. It's exactly opposite to the family and the home.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole structure has become very extreme, very dry, very, as if there's no importance to family.
Right.
So that will now, they will have, for example, daycare centers at work, or more working mothers. They will definitely have those type of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage itself will become like a business partnership. The virtual governments on the internet, for example, and also the manufacturing industry completely being redefined. All these things are there. Now, the part that I like about Obama is also he's a very much a family man. The barbecues and a home and people who love good food and the family values, that's Venus in Cancer. That's exactly what he has.
Right.
Now, that also fits in with America. Like, America has Venus in Cancer as well. There's like so many restaurants there, and you can go to New York and all that. But the Jupiter-Venus conjunction that America is born with, it's a very wealthy aspect, that's not his Venus. And his chart, he's a Leo with Cancer planets, which are right on top of the 10th house of the U.S. chart, which is the same aspect.
Okay.
So it's a very strong aspect. He will bring America into prominence. But he can make it famous or infamous. That's, of course, your free choice. Like Bush, for example, made it completely infamous in the eyes of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He increased the terrorism everywhere in the world. There was hardly any al-Qaeda. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq. and now they support all these. Whereas in Obama's case, I think he'd be able to mend a lot of fences as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that aspect, yeah.
It's definitely interesting. Actually, I just want to mention the numbers again here for listeners. People, don't be afraid to call in. If you're anywhere in the U.S. and you want to call in full free, you can dial in at the
gate. We have a caller, I think.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah, I think so.
Do we have a caller online?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. And who is calling in?
Jean.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Jean?
Jean. And Jean, do you want to share your birthday with us, or do you want to just ask a question or get into topic? What would you like to
say? Well, I can give you my birth date. It's
sure.
November
24th,
1959.
Okay, let me just see one. Thank you.
Where are you calling from,
Jean? I'm in November there.
November
29th? November 24th.
24.
Yep.
Okay. November 24th,
1969, I believe.
59.
Okay. 59. 59.
Yep. Okay, 59. 59, yes. I do have a where are you calling from, by the way?
Sorry?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Local.
Okay, your chart, you have Mercury in the sign of Sagittarius, very close to Jupiter, of course. It's a very philosophical sign. You have Sun, Mercury, Jupiter, everything in Sagittarius, in the philosophical sign of Sagittarius. So definitely you are very much interested in foreign countries, foreign lands, foreign people, foreign cultures. However, you do have that Mercury-Pluto square, that radical type of mind. In a woman's mind, it's a bit different. It's not as fanatic as in a man's case, actually, and because they are a bit more grounded, you know. But like in love matters, love is very important to you. Venus is a sign of Libra, actually, but it's a bit inhibited. It's squared to Saturn, and makes it a bit difficult to express the emotions and all. And the year which is a bit difficult for relationships for you would have been 2000, and there's a bit of a testing period in 2003 and 4. Do you remember that period?
You know what? I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Oh, really? Michael, maybe you can repeat that.
Yeah. No,
unfortunately.
Yeah. Can you hear me better?
I can hear you better, yes.
Okay. So Hassan was saying that in the year 2003 and 2004 would have been a testing period for you. There might have been some issues or something that you may remember.
Actually, yes. I had an injury at work.
But was there any problem in relationships also around that time?
In my relationship?
Yes.
Financially.
I see. The accident configuration was 2006 summer till 2007 summer. That part was a lot of hassle that was showing in your chart. See, you're a fast thinker, you're a very impatient person, but the Mercury-Pluto square also indicates unless you deal with traumas, it's like you like to save people, but you've got to be a bit careful because you're a very powerful mind. It gives a sort of a sarcastic wit. What kind of work do you do, by the way, Jane?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's perfect. That's the reason I was asking, that if you're in some area where there's a traumatic aspect or a crisis situation, you have to save people, and you're constantly encountering that. That's exactly what the Pluto theme in your chart, yes. And plus you have the Mars, also the sun of Scorpio, too. So you must be very good. You must also be excellent in under stress, you are fantastic. And you are very upbeat and positive, actually, you know.
So you work well. You work well under stress, Jean.
Oh yes, I have to.
Yeah, for sure.
This year, by the way, you'll feel a bit anemic. You'll feel a bit run down and tired.
Sometimes,
especially from this summer, you may be feeling already. But from about this summer to about next summer, you need to really pace yourself, give yourself more physical rest and sleep, and you need more iron.
Okay.
Did you hear that, Jean?
Yes, I did hear that, actually. I am having a very hard time hearing, but I did hear that.
Okay. By next week, I'm sure this will be gone. We completely changed the analog to digital, you know, and fortunately, I shouldn't have done it about 3 days before the show. So hopefully by next time,
we'll correct things
on
the way. That's no problem.
But,
is there anything?
Questions that you have? By the way, this summer is fantastic for you. Late summer, for any travel, for buying or selling of cars, for high recuperative powers, it's July, August, September, October, you've got a very dynamic aspect in your chart. Right now, you'll encounter a lot of delays, which is a test of your organizing skills, basically.
Okay.
Did you get that, Jean?
Not really.
saying that, sorry, from, again, the date was July
and September.
from July to September.
Very high recuperative powers, yes.
Yeah, you have very high recuperative powers.
And also for travel.
And also for travel.
Okay.
I feel like
right now she'll encounter a lot of delays till about July.
You've got some financial or some delays right now that will probably...
Any delays in communication, but it's a test of organizing skills.
So, like, could be delays in communication or financial delays, but it's going to end in July, but it's a test of your skills. It's just a testing period. Organization skills.
Any questions, like, that? Any questions that...
Yeah, did you have any questions, Jean?
Yeah, I want to go to the casino tonight. Am I going to be lucky tonight?
Everybody wants
what
to go
time were you born,
to the casino.
Sorry?
What time were you born?
What time were you born? What time was I born? Yeah, I was born in the morning, 8 o'clock,
in the morning.
I think.
8 o'clock in the morning. Let me just have a quick look. But it's very interesting because we do a lot of research on that. People, you know, when they're in the casino, these type of things. Right now, unfortunately, you are not. You're not in the best aspect right now. This is a bit of a low cycle for you.
Okay.
Next week is much better.
Next week is much better.
So
have you ever won
in...
a big, by the way? Michael,
have I?
That if
yes,
you
I have.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
What was that, Hassan?
I was wondering if Jean ever won anything big.
Have you ever won any, have you ever had any big windfalls, Jean?
Yes, I won. Well, I think it's big. I won
$8,000.
Yeah. You know, if you can send me an email on what date it was, along with the info, I'll give you some really good insight.
Okay.
If you can find that, yeah. We do a lot of research on that, actually.
Yeah, we're doing research now with, we have a VIP membership where we have some clients that we work with and give them their positive aspects and their good times, and we're helping them in many ways, and might be something for you to consider down the road.
Okay.
You can send us an email at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And just put that information in there, attention to Hassan, and he'll have a look at it, and he'll get back to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in from Hamilton.
Thank you.
And you have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, everybody wants to go gamble. Everybody wants to know if they got good time. We should... Anyway, so, again, the numbers are 1-877-876-5227 for anyone in North America. And if you're in Canada, you can dial 1-888-815-9756. And I wanted to make a comment about what we were talking about before the call. Now, it slipped my mind. But if you keep going, Hassan, it might come back to me.
Okay.
We were talking about comparing, I think... Obama's chart there with the U.S. chart and...
I see. The fact that he's a family man and...
But he would take... I mean, just like I said, I mean, this is a personal question for myself, but I think he'd be the best candidate out of the three of them to take America. As far as the war is concerned, I mean, he's definitely the right candidate to take us away from any more aggression and any more putting more troops out there, right?
Yes, absolutely. No question about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these people are totally like warmongers, unfortunately. And people are supporting them. Oil conglomerates and oil people, for example, whereas Obama is not supported by that at all.
Yeah, he's done all of his fundraising through the average people.
It's very, very strange, you know, like people... And the biases and prejudices are not against the black or the women. It's not that aspect. It's just the values of people, you know. It's just that, you know, when they're such a hype by the whole government, you know, that these people are terrorists, for example, they go into a country, they occupy it, and it's all about that oil, for example, which they want to divide that place about 8 years before that already.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they had all these... Pearl and Faith, and I mean, all these people, it's very, very unfortunate, you know.
Mm.
And everybody in the Middle East knows about it, except America's only one, because the whole media is
well,
so different.
Well, I think, like I said, personally, I think a lot of young people are going to start getting more involved in the politics of the U.S., and I think that's going to make, that's the first start of good change, you know.
Yeah.
Is,
and the thing is,
people.
The values of people, the visionary aspect, the fact that both McCain... And Hillary made the wrong decision about the war. That was a very, very important thing. Everybody in almost every major country in the Middle East knew what these people were doing was wrong.
Right.
Everybody, editors, they were writing about this, how wrong these people, and these are the only people who are like sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary completely missed that aspect and voted, to go to the war. Same thing with McCain. Lieberman actually, puts in his thing for the Congress to pass the bill and all. But McCain was one of the major ones who started it in the first place.
Right.
In the Congress.
Yeah.
And nobody seemed to take into consideration how many thousands of lives have gone because of that,
When it had nothing to do with it. I think people are starting to. Feel
it. It seems that there's a hormonal aspect. It's almost like some people who have, plants in water science. When they're angry, suddenly they realize they were totally wrong. But the body is in the bloodstream, so they really feel another 15 minutes they want to stay angry. Almost like
that. Yeah, that's true.
At least people know what the rational aspect is, what their logic is, but they have these deep, deep bias and prejudices. For example,
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think, like I said, a lot, people today need to, and this is why I'm such a believer in astrology myself. I mean, you've guided me and helped me quite a bit over the last couple of years where I have a better understanding of many, many things.
Michael,
in my own life.
Both of us have born the Mercury Pluto trine, as you know. You were born the Mercury Pluto trine.
Right.
You were born very close to Pasadena. And she was known for all the whole humanitarian thing, which is still going on in the world, actually.
Yeah,
and you always wanted to do that philanthropy and all this stuff. But it's mass communication. And this is the beginning of that, actually. In about 3 to 6 months is when, probably about 3 months it'll take us to make it really, the whole thing running across the road. But, but this multi-pillar theme, it's there when you're able to change, to make people understand. First of all, that you're on the right track. And that is such a powerful theme. I just feel very lucky that at a very early age I realized that, how important this aspect was.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does give, we have like more than 15,000 clients, like 6 kings and queens. And I even met Michael Manley, I remember, of Jamaica.
Right.
So he had that dictatorial aspect also. And he had asked me at that time, what should he do? And I told him that he should resign. And within about 2 weeks, he resigned.
Yeah.
So it's so amazing, like the ex-queen of Iran, I said something to her. She was giving an interview to a Times magazine, and she was exactly my words from the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, for example, how important it is when you're guiding people. That's why I say much less than what I know. Because these are powerful things. You're guiding people's destiny. But it's also very important to understand that in astrology, many people, like channelers and all that, for example, I really don't believe in that at all. To me, the only channelers were the prophets. They're the only ones who God chose to
channel
them.
Exactly.
That's it. If we, like in our case, we are choosing God. If God chose us, we'd be prophets, and we are not.
Right.
We cannot even create a dust particle. And that is such an important, people go into high horse, and there are so many people who in the psychic field, etc., who are so irresponsible, unfortunately, it's such a sad aspect. So different from astrology where, we feel that there are 3 things which are totally predestined.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme, for example, the experiences that you go through, when they will happen, and how long will they last, the duration. Those 3 things are beyond control. So what you do with it is your free choice. My chart is like an obsessive drug addict's chart, yet I've never taken a drop of alcohol in my life. I've actually no idea what beer tastes like, what champagne tastes like. But
you're not missing anything. Because I just recently stopped myself, and I can tell you're not missing anything. But it's something that I think what we're doing and what we intend to accomplish, we will. But more and more, when I speak with people and then when I introduce them to you, what I get is I get a great joy out of the skeptics, the ones that say to me, I'm not really a believer in astrology. I don't kind of believe in that thing. And then when I introduce them to you or you speak with them for 5 minutes, they become clients within the next 2 minutes after. And it's because people, the problem today is that people are not afraid, but they just don't want to look into bettering their life. They just think, I wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. What happens, happens. But they're failing to realize that if you knew how you can improve your life, if you knew that certain days were going to be bad days and you should avoid situations or in a positive way, who wouldn't want to improve their life?
Yes.
So, we're getting there gradually.
And because I do my, art and music and sports and all these other things, I'm very balanced in that aspect. That makes a big difference at most. Because many people are so irresponsible. Like me, even normally astrologers are not as irresponsible as psychics. Because in psychic matters, it's pure like it's like a guesswork. Although there are some people who are truly psychic, because that's very spiritual, very, and very humble also.
Right.
But most of the time, I find, like for example, in astrology, because the same thing repeats itself over and over again, and it's a tremendous amount of research. So if somebody has Mercury in Aquarius, for example, I can relate to that, for example, that why Chopin was born with that, or Mozart was born with that, or Thomas Alva Edison was born with that, or Apple's Steve Jobs was also born with Mercury in Aquarius. So all that part on how, like, is different for everybody. Like, for example, Leonardo da Vinci had Mercury in Aries, so did Shakespeare, so did Hitler, and so did Einstein. They all had Mercury in the sign of Aries. We cannot say one was a genius, one was a moron, because the same rules apply to everyone, but in different ways. It's an impatient, impulsive sign. In Hitler's case, he's a very good orator, with absolutely no doubt in his mind, but it's a military-type dictatorship. Let's not argue, let's do it my way.
Right.
In Shakespeare's case, he wrote short stories rather than one big novel. In Einstein's case, very simple analogies, even the twin paradox that he gave, very simple analogies. In Leonardo da Vinci's case, he used to get bored very fast, but he used to keep going back to finish what he started. It took him like 4.5 years to finish Mona Lisa. He was a Taurus, mm-hmm. but Mercury the son of Aries. And yet, he also broke a lot of traditions, like in Mona Lisa, the first painting ever, which was done in front of a landscape. Nobody had ever done that before. So the knowledge of all these things, I feel, is very, very important. Whether, you know, when we play music, for example, because I'm also a musician, I'm also a composer, as you know, and the many legends of this century who are my clients, actually. So, and I tell them also, there are certain days when I can close my eyes, play a few chords on the piano, and say, today, the moon is in Pisces. There's a deep inspirational sensitivity that you get. It's almost a painful sensitivity. That's the best time to play the flute, for example, or the minor chords. But it only happens 2.5 days every month.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine a full moon is happening in Pisces. And I tell people, don't waste this time. Write some of the most inspirational aspects. Especially if you feel this pathos, if you feel the sadness. That's the time to do that. For example, talking about that Piscean theme, I should... let me see if I can find this Chardet theme by Vitmonte. That's exactly the Piscean theme. And incidentally, as you know, everyone is born with that in some area as well. Like we're all born with Pisces in some area of life, Leo in some area of our chart, for example. And wherever there's Leo, of course, you'll have the fame aspect.
Right.
Wherever you have Pisces, you'll have, of course, the deep pathos and deep sensitivity, etc.
So let me just ask a question for somebody who might be interested. Someone who's talented, let's say, in writing.
Yes.
And so there's going to be certain times. There's going to be certain times of the month or whatever that they should concentrate on.
Absolutely. They'll be at their best when they'll be closer to the truth and philosophy. Certainly
so any compositions they would do during those times, they would most likely be successful with anything.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are 12 different approaches. If you're Mercury in Aries, it's a different approach. If Mercury in Pisces, for example, like this music, let me see if I can... this one is a Piscean theme. And it has a sort of a deep pathos to it, not self-pity. And... I'll just put a little 30-second clip so you can see. See, that's a Piscean theme.
You couldn't hear it too much, but
yeah,
was it like violin?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Yeah.
But it has sort of those minor chords and... so there are 12 different areas of life. Whether it's in relationships, you have that sadness. If it's in a home environment, in the fourth house, it'd be in that area. If you're born with it, then you'll always be wanting to be near the ocean, near the water, and you'll be sensitive to sadness, etc.
So let's just actually, you just made a comment that we should actually touch on for a minute. When you say that when you're born with it, this is where a lot of people don't understand, that everybody's born on a certain day at a certain time, which is obvious.
Right.
But the positions of the planet are
we divide the whole horoscope in 12 different segments, which we call houses, and there's a sign on each one of these houses. And that sign, and so we have all the 12 signs of the zodiac represented somewhere in the chart.
Right.
And Leo, for example, can have 12 positions in the chart. If it's in the first house, like Marilyn Monroe, then your personality becomes your best asset. and you always need to look your best, for example, and that was a big area of difficulty for herself as well, because that, you know, that she had to keep on, that she had to keep a certain air also.
Right.
And if you have Leo in the third house, then you'll be driving the fancy cars, or, for example, when you write, it's amazing, like one of my clients, for example, and I felt that she had very good writing talent, but she had not been doing, she knew that she had, but she hadn't done anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I want to go shopping with you. And we went to this place, and we got this Mont Blanc pen with a gold tip and all that, beautiful, beautiful pen. She absolutely loved it. A week later, she started writing so many things. All it required was that something which had that shiny, that gold aspect. That's the Leo theme. So it activated that theme in her. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It just activated it. Like one of my clients had a Harley Davidson, and he was just, shine it every week and hardly even driving it and riding it in New York. And his wife wanted to sell it to get some money for the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that this is the best thing that he has, for example, even if he just wants to just shine it and all that, he's not driving. But it's part of that ego gratification, having that Leo part of the third house.
Right.
So in my case, for example, the Leo is part of my ninth house of philosophy and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of my, what do you call it, recognition or whatever, for example, that I'm known for my public lectures and writings. And there's nothing in life which gives me more gratification than a little bit of that divine truth. That's the Leo theme. In fact, if anyone goes to my website, in fact, in the show's information, I think there's a shockwave file there. So go to astrotrends.net, and then your mission, which is the second on the menu there, and then click on the flash version. You'll get an idea of what that means, actually.
It's funny you should mention that now, too, because my daughter actually was just telling me today. She listened to it. She listens to it now frequently for inspiration, because she was so inspired by it. She loved it so much that she wants to listen to it regularly, because she was in a bad mood at the time, and when she listened to it, it just brought her into a positive mood.
So no, that's my daughter. She has, as you know, she has Mercury in the center of Libra. The sense of harmony and justice, all that very intelligent aspect, good administrative skills. But she has Venus in Leo, like Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise and Sylvester Stallone. This is like a Latin dancing.
Mm.
And that is part of the mission, that she needs to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a dramatic, the theatrical aspect. Even the person she'll get married to will have that same element of being in the limelight somehow. And it's a loyal place, but the dramatic, the theatrical, the natural sense. And she's fantastic in all the dancing, all that, I believe. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is too.
Yeah.
But getting back to the mission, I think everybody should at least listen to it once. And like you said, they can go to www.astrotrends.net. And on the left-hand side of the page there, you'll see it says your mission. Click on that, and then there'll be another link that'll say the flash version. You click on the flash version and have a listen to Hassan telling you about your mission in life. And it's very inspiring. And like I said, especially when someone's in a not-so-good mood or they need to be lifted.
And I've tuned that listen to that. Also, you know, this goes behind it also. It has
mm-hmm.
that real nice, like a Piscean theme to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as well, yeah.
So let's just read out these numbers again in case there's any other shy people out there that want to pick up the telephone and call. So if you're anywhere in North America, you can dial in at 1-877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada or any other parts of North America as well, you can dial 1-888-815-9756. And local people can dial in area code 530-876-3222. And we also encourage everybody to go to website www.astrotrends.net. You can read a little bit more about Hassan on there as well. And the local number for Astrotrends in Toronto is 416 area code 497-9000 is the number. So anybody who is listening that may want to call and speak with Hassan after the program, you're welcome to call that number. So again, area code 416-497-9000.
And Michael, we should also mention about Astro Matinee, and we're going to be having quite several websites. We're still working on that, actually.
Yeah, I thought I would let you. I didn't know if you wanted to let people in on the secrets that we have right now. You want to We are in the process of developing some proprietary software for several websites that will be, some will be entertaining, and a lot of them are educational, or all of them are educational, and they're also going to be very helpful to people in many, many ways. The Astro Matchmaking itself, just so that people get an understanding, is it's not going to be, it's going to be matchmaking based on astrology, but not just for new relationships, but for current relationships that may be going through some troubled periods, some troubled times. We'll be able to help them so that we can bring down the divorce rates.
Yes.
Anything else you wanted to mention about the site that's on?
Yeah, that's Nathan, and we'll, of course, if they email us, we can also, we'll choose the top people, and if you see some people, we'll get them to put up all their wish lists and all that. We have the whole working website at the moment. We're not making it available publicly yet. In fact, I'm leaving a lot of that to Michael, actually.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're climbing the ladder, and we're about halfway up.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
in the meantime, they can start other, if they want, telephone consultations, or especially the reports, the 12-month report. We also do this special thing, Michael. We should also about the solar life cycle.
Solar life report,
which is very, very different from the solar report, they call it, the astrologers, which is total, absolute nonsense. The solar report, progression, duas, moon's node, you know, basing your whole life on that. I just don't believe in that at all. I've never bought on that. And because I find, like, you know what they do is they take your, when you were born, I mean, when your birthday is coming up, they take that horoscope and they determine for the whole year what's happening. Total nonsense. I'd rather see exactly what, now, what I've taken is I've taken the transits of the sun itself, just like your birthday. On your birthday, every month, every month on your birthday, the sun comes back to its own position. And the same thing happens, but there are about 90 different events that happen every year, all your life, and same day. You find that a certain month is excellent for research, for digging up information, 1 month for moving, 1 month which is fantastic financially. Also, you might find the sun touch off your Venus exactly around the second or third of the month. So the first part of the month would be very lucky for you in love matters. And I was really surprised. I'm the only astrologer in the world who does that report. Such a simple report, about 25 pages or so. But the same report applies every year, all your life.
And, you know, I was just explaining this to my brother and another young gentleman today about the reports, about the solar life as well as the 12-month forecast.
Yeah.
And I was telling them the same thing, that most people, this is why, you know, I want to reiterate and say this again, a lot of people are very misguided, and they misunderstand. When you say astrology, a lot of people automatically think to just the horoscopes in the local newspaper. And there's so many aspects that are important in everybody's chart based on the planet positions that people don't understand that. And with one of the reports or both, whether it be just the solar life report or the 12-month forecast, it gives you a complete understanding of yourself, what your good periods are, what times you should look at going into business. If someone's planning on going into business, you will be able to tell them what time of the year, almost to the day, they should be making those decisions.
That's right.
So that, we should definitely let, you know, I think I encourage people to go to our site there, www.astrotrends.net, and if you click on the link order form, you'll see the many reports that are available. But the ones that I would encourage first before even the compatibility reports or whatever is the 12-month forecast and the solar life, just to get an understanding of your predestined themes and how you can improve your life.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, Michael, I was thinking it'd be interesting to get some emails of what the topics they would like on our radio show, because we've got hundreds of topics. We've written almost like 150 books.
Right.
We published 9, but there are so many topics I've written about the world events, about the politicians, about the, we can also talk to some extent about the Bollywood, just to understand your timing. For example, the 70s age group, Britney Spears was born with that. December and January was very, very difficult for them.
Right.
Keith Ledger, for example, died on that transit.
Yeah, that
whole age group, and she's fine now. But December, January was a Mars-Neptune aspect. So these themes, how they keep repeating themselves. And I'd like to always, you know, we can include some things about every sign. Like right now, for example, the mutable signs, because Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces, they're going through a major 7-year period throughout this year. It continues actually to about next summer, but especially this year, they'll be established for the next 7 years what they want. Now, they have some delays in communication, which is basically a test of their organizing skills. I hired a very inefficient secretary on the same transit, which made me very efficient a few years ago.
Right.
So that's what happens whenever something happens. If it seems a bit negative, for example, don't be discouraged. Take it as a stepping stone that you're supposed to go to the next level. But by next summer, actually throughout this year, but especially by next summer, you must establish yourself for the next 7 years what you want to do. What isn't just buying a house, settling down in relationships, for example, or in career matters, for example. But that aspect is always very important. So all these four signs are going through that.
So this is just the four signs. It got nothing to do with what year they were born?
That's right. Regardless of which year they were born, all Geminis, Virgos, Sagittarius, and Pisces are going through this 7-year period, which is very good for them to accomplish things, especially for Gemini and Sagittarius, because they're very positive signs.
Right.
Pisces and Virgo may feel a bit depressed, a bit down, because they're not the most positive signs.
Right.
But they are able to accomplish a lot. Like, they don't need the discipline, whereas actually Pisces, definitely could gain from it also. It's not a very disciplined sign either.
Right.
But Sagittarius and Gemini and Pisces could definitely gain from that. Because whenever they go through difficulties, that's when they really accomplish a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good information for all those people. I'm included in that category, so
yes.
I'll try to remind myself. But I do, like I said, I keep on repeating myself, but I'm going to say it anyway. I encourage people to not be afraid during our programs to pick up the phone and call in with any questions they may have, or even just to get involved in the conversation. But they can go at any time to www.astrotrends.net just to familiarize themselves a little bit more about yourself, Hassan, and about what it is that you do and what we're doing now with new projects. And they can send an email at stargaze@astrotrends.net, and they can include their birth year, birth date, time of birth if they have it. And if there's any real important, whether somebody has won a lottery or something significant, put that in the email, and that will help us in our research department as well, and then we can give them a...
And we'll be having a show every Sunday now, Michael.
Yeah, we're going to be weekly on Sundays, every Sunday on Station 1, here on Station 1. And then we're going to be also on every second Thursday. The next one will be this Thursday coming on Station 2, which is the worldwide program. So people will be able to call in from not only in North America, but anywhere in the world. That's coming, again, like I said, this Thursday, and it'll be every second Thursday. And then we have this program, which is every Sunday. So we encourage people, like I said, I mean, if you want to just call in and listen, that's fine as well. But have a look at the website, and you can contact us on any time after these programs at area code 416-497-9000, and you can make arrangements for a telephone consultation or just call to say hello and see what Hassan has to tell you. I think we're getting close to our time here at 9 o'clock, but if there's any other last-minute callers that want to call in, you can try it at 1-877-876-5227.
Well,
otherwise...
So our next program is next Thursday, is it?
Next Thursday, yes. May 1st, I believe.
Is in the evening. That's the evening.
That's at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern.
But the Sunday program will always be at...
Sunday will always be at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, correct?
Right. Yeah, it'll take us about like 5-6, another about 2-3 weeks. We'll get settled and then we'll have our own. But in case people do want their own topics or something that they want to focus on, we're willing to accommodate that also.
Absolutely. Send us an email and let us know what you'd like to talk about and pick the topic and we'll address it. And we'll do a segment with that. Sure.
That's wonderful, Michael. And,
okay, sir.
I expect your chart really is taking up quite well. And, you know, Ann Landers was born with leukemia and cancer like you.
Yeah, a lot of people call me that, so it doesn't surprise me.
You're very good at counseling, guiding.
My father's always calling me that.
So till
okay,
next time,
sure.
Then.
So you have a great rest of the evening, and we will chat tomorrow sometime. And thanks again to all of our listeners. And we're back again this Thursday coming on Station 2 at DBS Radio. And we'll look forward to letting you hear what we have to say on that date.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael.
Thanks, Nathan.